Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. On Wednesday the 29th, the Stanley Cup will be at the Main Street Sports Bar in Plymouth for people to come see. Tonight, Tuesday the 28th, at Rote Marine, Friends of Marshfield Dog Park will be hosting an event to help raise money for the planned dog park. From 6 until 9, dog lovers are invited to come see cute pooches and make a donation to the park. Then on the 1st, Samantha Dormady and the North-South River Watershed Association will be hosting yoga at the river's edge at the Indian Head River Reservoir. The Spindles Car Show will be this Sunday at the Marshfield Fair. They're expecting to have over 700 cars there, and there will also be food, music, and other vendors. Shows start at 9 a.m. and wrap up by 4 p.m. Soundcheck Studios in Pembroke will be holding a Harvest Fest concert featuring Quadrafunk, The Quins, and Jay and Friends. This is going to be one heck of a party, so check it out. This Friday at 6, the Drug Task Force will host a vigil for people that have overdosed on opiates and heroin. School Superintendent Jeffrey Granantino will be speaking. The Farmers Market will be back at the fairgrounds this Friday at 2. Sweet Frog in the Center will be holding a fundraiser on Tuesday to support the Alzheimer's Association and on Wednesday to support the Girls Cross Country. There will be a prize wheel and all of the money spent on it will be donated. Check out our Vimeo page at vimeo.com/marchfieldtv to see some of the new things we have posted up there. You can watch our latest Meet the Candidates with Beth Lindstrom. There are also two new episodes of Talk of the Town up. And check out our fair video on the latest episode of SCC News. As for podcasts, we turned all of our Meet the Candidates into podcasts, so all of you commuters and office workers can listen while you work. There's also a new Meet the Members with longtime member Arnie Briggs, and coming out soon, you will see a new Voices in Art hosted by intern John Fahey. Now over to the library. On Wednesday at 6 p.m. is PJ Storytime. Kids up to age 6 are invited to come read books, sing songs, and play with movement and rhyme at the library. There will be no Genealogy Club meeting this month. On Thursday, the Teen Advisory Group meets at 5. 7th to 12th graders are invited to come talk about how they can get involved with the library community. Register at the library or on their website. Then on Friday at 1:30 is Dungeons & Dragons, Horde of the Dragon Queen. This ongoing D&D campaign is still open to newcomers. Just bring a completed level 1 character sheet. On Monday at 6 p.m., the VML Writing Group will be meeting. Adults 18 and over are invited to come write spontaneously. The event will be hosted by librarian Chris Woods and local author Bob McNulty. The group meets twice per month, first and third Monday at 4 on the ladder. On Tuesday at 4 is Family Storytime. The program starts with 30 minutes of stories and is followed up by playtime. This program is designed to reinforce important early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. Then over at Town Hall, tonight, Tuesday, the Conservation Commission committee meeting happens at 7. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk with me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around town. Now I'd like to leave you with a fact about our little beach town. Video games and arcade machines were banned from public establishments in Marshfield for 32 years. Starting in 1982, amid fears that arcade machines led to truancy and drug use, Marshfield decided to ban them, and even though local businesses fought for their right to provide their patrons with video games, the machines remained banned until 2014 when the ban was lifted and video games once again returned to local businesses. Thanks, and have a great week.